The question was asked, if a woman wants to don tefillin, should we protest? So whenever we have questions like this, we have to recognize the global scene before we deal with the individual scene. Technically, our tradition is that there's no biblical prohibition for a woman to wear tefillin. A woman who's wearing tefillin, it's not like she's eating chazir. Yet at the same time, we do have a tradition, and we maintain the tradition. And within that tradition, we wear our tefillin for shacharis. We wear our tefillin practically the minimum that we have to. And women who are not obligated don't do it. When women wanted to do it, even in the times of King Saul, so the rabbis protested. There were women who did it in our history. But if a woman is really looking to do what's pious, then she should go with our tradition about what's being pious, our mitzvot, where it's women's responsibility, and women have always been at the forefront of performance of those mitzvot. Why should she seek to be innovative in areas that were never their area? And the question is raised, so it smells of the conservative movement, the reform movement, movements that try to change Judaism to fit their outlook. And in Judaism, we are trained, on the one hand, Judaism does teach us a lot about how to do things in our time. The Torah does tell us what we're supposed to do with electricity and with cars, and we have monetary laws that can be adapted for our time. And the Torah is a living Torah. It applies to each generation. But that doesn't mean that each generation is going to adapt the Torah to fit their worldviews. That doesn't work that way. Then what you're doing is you're taking God's word, which is truth, and you're saying, let it mean what I want it to mean. I know best. I'm so smart I could tell the Torah what to say. That's wrong. We say the wisdom of the Torah is that the Torah is eternal. It's God's wisdom, and it tells us what to do. Now, the same goes for our tradition. And our tradition is that women do not don tefillin. So if a woman wants to be extra pious, good for her. That's a good desire. Let her do it within our tradition. There are a lot of mitzvot that women have always been at the forefront of the performance of those mitzvot, and let them excel at those mitzvot. The question we have to ask ourselves frequently is, when women come forward and make these claims, well, technically, halachically, I could. So the question we would ask a man who also came with these kinds of claims, and we'd ask the same question of a woman, is, are you fulfilling your obligations? You're looking for extra levels of piety. Wait a second. Have you lived up to your obligations in other things? How come is it that the women who I see putting on a talis, I don't see them excelling in areas of modesty? That is their obligation. How come I don't see that? How come the women who come and tell me I have to wear a kippah? Oh, this Rav Ovadia says I have to wear a kippah. Let me fulfill his opinion. How come I don't see them being extra pious and maintaining Rav Ovadia's opinion that they may not wear a wig, but have to cover their hair after their marriage with a different hair covering? How come there's this game? If the issue is really piety, then why don't we see this piety in other areas? And that leads us to the inescapable conclusion that it has nothing to do with piety. It has to do with a person's own agenda. Well, I want to be like the boys. The Torah says you have your area, excel in your area. You have your area where men cannot excel. Women have always been stronger than men in certain areas throughout our history, and we've applauded them for that. And there's nothing to be ashamed about being a woman, and there's nothing to be ashamed about being a man. Every person has his role, just like a person who's born a Kohen is a Kohen, and he has his role. A person who's born an Israeli is not going to be a Kohen. There's nothing he can do about it. So let him excel. What?
You cannot keep them in a purity.
Right. I can't keep women's mitzvot. There are many mitzvot that are women's obligations. And women have strengths where men don't have strengths. And when a woman says, well, let me do it like the men, what she's saying is, I want to abort the Torah. So that's the problem with this. Technically, in halacha, there are many areas where you could find a halachic opening to allow a woman to do something. A woman wants to do certain things, there's no prohibition. The problem is that it's going in contradiction with our heritage, with our tradition, and sometimes it also goes into the realm where it's motzilas al rishonim. Sometimes it's the area where when you're doing something that your mother didn't do and your grandmother didn't do, what you're saying is, I'm better than them. There was something wrong with them. That's one possible problem, and we don't do that in halacha. Men don't do it either. It's a concept in halacha. We don't adopt things that will indicate that everyone before us were wrong. That's problem number one. Problem number two is we don't do things that indicate that everyone but me is wrong. Meaning, if I suddenly do something in public and I say, well, this is the way you're supposed to do it, you guys are all wrong, then the general halachic rule is that I'm wrong. It has nothing to do with man or woman. In general, we say if the masses are doing one way, so why does a person think it's right for him to do otherwise? If everyone keeps their tzitzis inside and one person takes his tzitzis and puts them outside, so there could very possibly be a problem of yuara. You're being proud. That's we don't do things that are proud. You want to do something in hiding in your own house, you want to do something, fine, no one has to know about it. That's a different question. But if you're going to do something publicly that indicates that only you are doing what's right, then it's a problem of you are as well. But all these things are secondary. The first problem is the real problem, which is the question of where's all of this coming from? Is it really coming from a desire to be extra pious? Because if it is, then it should be reflected in many other mitzvot, and those questions should come first. And the thing that we've seen time and again is that this doesn't stem from any desire to be extra pious, but rather from an agenda to be like the men and to introduce feminism into our tradition, which we've discussed many times. Our tradition honors, respects, admires, and values the woman. And it does so by giving her area, which fits for her, to advance in. And it also gives the honor to, and respect and admiration to a man and gives him his potential to advance. Judaism doesn't say we're all the same. We're not all the same. And we each have different strengths. We have to use those strengths correctly.